The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Green Radio.
Welcome to another transmission of the Green Radio. Thanks for being with us. I'm Mitch,
Gabby,
Mariana,
and Lalo.
Today, September 11, 2015, we're transmitting live from New York. And this evening, we're going to talk about a topic that has increased in the last years around the world: natural disasters. They are major adverse events resulting from natural processes of the earth. In specific, we're focusing on two of them: earthquakes and tornadoes. So, let's begin. Hi, Gabby. How are you today?
Hi, Mitch. I'm pretty fine. And you?
Fine, too. Thanks for asking. Searching about some natural disasters, and the most interesting for me were tornadoes. Do you know something about them?
Well, apart that they are beautiful and that they are amazing, well, a tornado is defined as a violent rotating column of air which descends from a thunderstorm to the ground.
And do you know how tornadoes form?
Well, Mitch, I don't know everything, but can you explain us?
Sorry. Yes. They're developed several thousand feet above the Earth's surface instead of a severe rotating thunderstorm. This type is called supercell thunderstorm.
Supercell thunderstorm? What is that, Mitch?
Yes, it's a supercell that contains a very strong rotating updraft to produce severe weather events.
Well, that's awesome, but it sounds pretty weird and dangerous.
Yeah, I know, but do you know the difference between a funnel cloud and a tornado?
Well, I didn't know, but I started investigating, and well, a tornado begins as a rotating funnel-shaped cloud extending from a thunderstorm cloud base, and a funnel cloud is made visible by cloud droplets.
Wow, that's amazing. Personally, I love tornadoes. I don't know why, but they're great. The way they are formed, how they look, etc. I really love them.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And Mitch, do you know how long do they last, or how fast they move?
Yes, rarely more than 15 miles long they are. They can last from several seconds to more than an hour. Most don't exceed 10 minutes.
Well, but I believe that those 10 minutes are like vital for the people that are outside, don't you think?
Yeah, I know. I think it's hard for the people that are outside or even in their houses.
Yeah, it's pretty dangerous. But how will you know that a tornado will come to your house? It's not like, hi there, I'm a tornado and I'm coming.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty weird, but whatever. And do you know when and where the tornadoes occur?
Yeah, most tornadoes occur in the deep south and in the broad, between the Rockies and the Appalachians.
Wow. So they're formed in the United States.
Yeah, well, they are commonly seen in there, but there are other places that we will talk maybe later.
Yeah, I know. I know that a tornado happened in Mexico, I don't know in what year, but...
A tornado? Really?
Yeah, not that big tornadoes as we know, but like, not that strong tornado.
Do you know something? I would like to take a selfie with a tornado, you know?
What? Like, a selfie with a tornado?
Yeah,
that's pretty weird.
Well, but it will be awesome.
You in the selfie and the tornado behind you?
Yeah. Whoa. And then I will start running, maybe.
Maybe the tornado will kill you.
Maybe, but I will have a selfie.
And do you know what causes tornadoes?
Well, Mitch, I investigated, and tornadoes form under a certain set of weather conditions, in which three very different types of earth came together. And that's pretty awesome how nature and how God created the world in order that natural disasters are pretty awesome to investigate, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Mitch, do you know what the deadliest tornado outbreak was in the USA?
Yes, I searched about it. And the deadliest tornado outbreak in the United States history occurred in March 18, 1955. 747 people were killed and 2,027 were injured in Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana, when several twisters touched down on this day.
Well,
the largest tornado named Triste took 695 lives and was classified as a dangerous tornado. It moved over 2,050 miles of land, and it was really, really bad that day for the people.
Yeah, I can imagine being there, like, in the tornado, you know? I want a selfie, but I don't want to die. And, well, these people will be, like, scared to death because, I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, I know. But I hope one day I can be in a tornado.
Yeah, it will be pretty awesome. We can have a selfie together with the tornado.
I want to be killed by a tornado.
Well, that's pretty weird.
And do you know what was the longest path length of a tornado?
Well, Mitch, during our research, the longest tornado was the Tri-State, the one you mentioned before.
Oh.
And it occurred on March 18, 1925, as you said. And the length was of 215 miles, and it was for 7 hours and 20 minutes. Can you imagine that?
Whoa, I can imagine that because, as we said before, tornadoes last maybe maximum an hour, and this was seven hours. I know, I can imagine that.
I think that if I personally see a tornado, I will go like crazy, like,
and take a selfie.
God. Yeah. But before, like, you know, to look nice in the selfie.
Yeah, I know.
And then panic.
Yeah, I know. I think people live like in hell when they were in the tornado.
Yeah. But it's a pretty awesome story to tell, don't you think?
Yeah.
You survived.
Yeah, obviously.
And Mitch, I have one last question before we have to go.
Yes.
Are the number of tornadoes increasing?
Well, the number of tornadoes that occur each year is not increasing, but the number of spotted and reported tornadoes, it is.
Well, that's pretty bad, you know, for the people that live in there, because we can see them in the news and we are like, wow, that's awesome. And the people in there are like, oh my god, I'm gonna die!
Yeah, I know, but whatever. The only thing I can do is wish I could be in a tornado someday.
Maybe God will put us in a tornado. Well, not to kill us, you know, but to see it and to take a selfie. We can forget that.
Well, thank you for listening to this section. We come soon and we got to a break.
And now back to John with the weather.
Yes, Andy. Tonight, a big storm.
Storm this! Get the soccer offer from Pizza Hut and Pepsi. With every 2 medium pan Super Supreme, you'll get a real soccer ball and 4 cans of Pepsi for free. Yes, a real soccer ball and 4 cans of Pepsi for free.
Yes, Pepsi, the soccer ball.
Don't miss the Pizza Hut and Pepsi soccer offer. With every 2 medium pan Super Supreme, you get a real soccer ball and 4 cans of Pepsi for free.
What about the weather, Andy?
Don't resist and call 19,000 now.
Hello.
Hello, sir. I hear you having problems putting together your new kitchen unit.
Oh, yeah. The instructions say that.
What now?
The instruction manual. It makes absolutely...
Stop reading that.
Well, what would you suggest I use?
I suggest you use the fact you're a man.
Huh?
Guys who got pride never relied on no guide, sucker. I'll give you some step-by-step instructions. Buy Snickers, remove wrapper, bite chocolate, and get some nuts.
Go to getsomenuts.tv for more Snickers Man Coach.